It's Morning Edition from NHPR. There's a crisis facing New Hampshire's dairy industry. 19 of the state's 120 wholesale dairy farms have closed this year. Now, there's growing concern about what kind of relief, if any, might be available for these farmers and where the industry is going from here. Lorraine Merrill is commissioner of the State Department of Agriculture, and she joins us now in studio to talk about the issue. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
You're a dairy farmer yourself, so you know firsthand on all too well what's going on here. What are the issues?
Well, it's a combination, and the cliche is it's the perfect storm for dairy farmers. Going back to the year 2014 was actually a good year for dairy farms. It was a modestly profitable year. And since then, things have just gone down the spiral. It's a combination of global markets and supplies, national markets and supplies, and the local regional markets and supplies, and then making everything so much worse is this extreme to severe drought that we're experiencing through much of the state.
Yep, and a lot of southeastern New Hampshire in that extreme category, and I know that's where your farm happens to be.
But yes, it is.
What are farmers telling you across the state that they've been seeing this season in particular?
Well, we're hearing, and I was at a meeting of dairy farmers, the New Hampshire Farm Bureau Dairy Committee just the other evening with dairy farmers from all over the state. Virtually all of our dairy farms have experienced some degree of dry weather and reduced forage crop harvest, so pasture, hay, haylage, what we call chopped hay silage, and many have also experienced some real losses in their all-important silage corn crops.
And these are what they used to feed their animals, correct?
That's exactly right. Those are the crops that are raised to feed dairy cattle here in New Hampshire.
So when you talk about a perfect storm, not only are we talking about a severe drought this season, but we've had historically low prices combined with high feed costs right now. Can you talk a little bit about how that's all come about?
The last 2 years, as I mentioned, 2014, milk prices were modestly profitable. Since then, the 2016 milk prices so far averaging nearly 40% down from what that 2014 price was. I can assure you that farmers' costs have not gone down 38% or 40% in that last year and a half. This amounts to the state's dairy farmers lost a collective more than $7 million last year in 2015 due to the milk price situation alone. That's basically losing over $500 per cow. And 2016 prices have been worse than 2015's were.
What does this mean for consumers in the long run? As we lose these dairy farms, what is it going to mean for people at the stores?
At the stores and in the landscape around the state, I think our people have often expressed their desire for a fresh local milk supply, but they often take it for granted because people don't associate milk as available in the supermarkets or wherever people might pick up their gallon of milk to bring home, that is actually a local and regional product in most cases. New Hampshire dairy farmers have been producing about a third of the state's population's needs of milk and dairy products. That's the only food group that the farmers in New Hampshire produce a significant portion of our population supply. So that's the irony. With all the emphasis on local food and local farms, dairy is really the one that's the engine, and that's the one that's really threatened right now.
What about some of the other states, big dairy producers? I'm thinking of Vermont or Maine. What are they seeing?
Well, while there have been some losses of farms in our neighboring New England states, New Hampshire is clearly experiencing more rapid loss, and that's why we've been working with the governor and with legislators. The legislature did establish a Milk Producers Emergency Relief Fund back in 2008, but has not been funded. And so we are working now through the budget process. The governor's been very supportive of the department, including money for both fiscal years of this next budget. And it's going to take more work to see that carried through, and also recognizing that right now there are dairy farms that don't have enough feed to get their herds through the fall and winter.
Well, that brings up the case of this is going to take some time here. What kind of emergency relief avenues could farmers pursue now?
And that is a critical question. We have been working both with our congressional delegation and our neighboring states, departments of agriculture, to see if there isn't more that USDA can do in the immediate term. And we're also working with the governor and legislative leaders trying to find some way that there might be some emergency relief through this fall or early winter.
Long term, how drastic a change is this going to be for the state's agricultural industry and the identity of the state?
Well, that's the big question is dairy farms are the iconic farms of the landscape that I think everyone imagines when they think of our working landscape. We in the Department of Agriculture have estimated that dairy cattle are probably supporting close to 70% of the actively farmed land in the state. Not that dairy farms own all of that land, but that land is growing crops to feed dairy cattle. Other farmers produce a lot of feed that they sell to dairy farms. It's a very, very important part of both the economic and the landscape. Dairy, it's only in the last year, too, we've had this 120 dairy farms, commercial wholesale dairy farms, and they have been generating just on milk sales close to a third of the total gross sales of New Hampshire agriculture. And that and this the working landscape, it could really change things drastically. We're seeing coming out of this recession, there's more demand for land for development. So we hope that we can stop this trend before it gets accelerating worse.
Lorraine Merrill is the commissioner of the State Department of Agriculture here in New Hampshire. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Rick.